So we're getting ready to grant some of these Christmas wishes. We start doing that, by the way, on December 5th. And that is not far from now. So we are raising funds to make these wishes come true. And we are teaming up with some of the best companies in San Diego. And I'll tell you why we love these companies. Because these companies are the ones that they work here in San Diego. They give back to San Diego. And they're just great companies. Like City Tacos and Jerry Torres. You guys are the you guys have the best tacos in
Welcome, Jerry.
Thank you. Good morning.
So good to see you.
You're on a radio tour.
Yeah.
The last couple weeks, huh?
Right, I guess, yes.
Yeah, we just talked to you last week a little bit.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. So City Tacos has, and this is, you've helped us before with Christmas Wish.
This
so
is our second go around, yes.
Second go around, stepping up again. So, and I know people love City Tacos, and we were so excited when you said you were interested in doing this. What we're going to do, starting today and going through Sunday, you are going to donate a portion of your proceeds to Christmas Wish. Thank you.
My pleasure.
That's Thank incredible. You. So now people can come into any of the stores?
Yes, any of the stores. We have six stores here in San Diego.
All right.
We're in La Mesa, Encinitas, Petco, Pacific Beach, Sorrento Valley, North Park, and La Mesa. Yeah.
And so what's the Petco location
like?
Is that
fun?
That's exciting.
It's a lot of fun. You know, during the Padre run, it was amazing.
I bet, yeah.
You know, it was vibrant. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But the conventions are also great. And, you know, people are enjoying it. There's a lot of local residents that patronize that shop.
Good. So you can get to it without going to into the game then. It's on the outside?
It's right on the outside, 7th Street entrance.
So were you there most of the games?
I was, actually, yes.
How exciting. I mean, the streets were just packed.
Yes, they were, you know, and I have my City Tacos Padres jersey.
Nice.
So nicely done.
City Tacos, does he play for them? Well, sometimes.
How long have you been in Petco Park?
About a year and a half now.
Yeah, so that's fairly new.
Yes, we were ready about 2 years and a half ago, but
then
we had the pandemic.
Yeah, and that messed everything up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're up and rocking there. That's a really cool location.
Jerry, where are you born?
I was born in Mexico City.
Is that where you got your love for tacos? And there must be recipes in your family that are unbelievable.
Well, you know, I am blessed with great cooks in the family.
Yeah.
But we grew up in Mexico, and you grew up with tacos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's basically every time that you have a meal, you have a taco because you enjoy your meals with tortillas.
Okay, so back when you were a kid, what was the taco consist of that you would be eating? Probably simpler, right? Probably
it's a very simple taco. Basically, every meal is served with tortillas, and you grab the protein in the dish and turn it into a taco.
And then you elevate it with these delicious sauces.
Well, we try to change it up a little bit. We try to make it a little bit more interesting. We try to make it a little bit more a little better, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that the traditional tacos are great, but I think that our guests enjoy the creativity behind our food. We create a taco of the month every month, so 12 tacos a year are new and exciting, and for the last 8 years, we've been creating 12 tacos a year.
Do they wind up on the menu afterwards? Or?
They do. You know, if they become customer favorites,
sure,
they go onto the menu, and that's how it all kind of rotates.
I have a new customer favorite. What we did was we each picked a taco that we liked. Jagger picked the Pollo City. I picked the Veracruz Mahi, or you have a different name for it now.
Mahi la Veracruzana.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's the one.
You say it best.
Oh, you said it so good. Can you say it one more time? I just want to kill everything.
Magia la Veracruzana.
Mm.
And Javier, the X-Man, picked the Mexicali. R-Dub picked the Camarón Enchilado. And Sam picked the Portobello.
Sam, how do you like that Portobello?
I love it.
Yeah,
I'll eat it every day if I can.
Every day?
When you were here last week, I tried one of Javier's Mexicalis. And I think I'm in love.
You're in love? Well, that's good.
Oh, it was so good. Tell everybody what's in that one.
Mexicali, it's a flour tortilla, mashed potatoes, grilled arrachera steak, sautéed bell peppers and onions, cotija cheese.
Oh, the cotija cheese just made it perfect.
It's got a little saltiness. And ties it all together.
So good. So
Jerry,
good.
Is City Tacos, was this a dream of yours when you were a kid that you wanted to open up a restaurant, or when did that happen?
You know, I wanted to become a stockbroker.
Oh, really?
But I've always loved food. Both my parents are pilots, and they would bring us food from all over the world.
Oh, wow.
And that's how we kind of got introduced to things.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite candy is marzipan from Germany.
Oh, really? Oh,
wow. You know, you go to a Ross stores, and you find it every now and then.
Yeah.
Yes! I'm having that. And so the restaurant, how long have you been doing the restaurant now?
I've been doing restaurants all my life. I started back when I was 17, 18 years old.
Really?
And I pretty much worked every job in the industry.
Yeah.
Both the bar side and the restaurant side. And I was lucky enough to open my first restaurant about 20 years ago or so.
Yeah.
And I opened up City Tacos about 9 years ago.
Well, the other great thing about City Tacos is you have an offering for everyone. You know, you have meat, you have chicken, you have vegetarian, you have fish, you even have paleo.
Yes. Well, you know, I think that The clients are very diverse now.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants to follow a particular diet or has particular favorites.
Yeah.
And we want to have something for everyone.
Okay.
I think that if you bring in a group of people, let's say that, you know, your family's coming in for Thanksgiving, you know, you want to have a taco for everyone.
That's right.
You have a taco for everyone in your family. It's great.
Yep,
great
and you idea. Have that box checked. That's so for listen, sure.
So if you're hungry now, here's what you want to do. I know you have to eat between now and Sunday. Now, you're going to be closed on Thanksgiving Day, correct?
That is correct.
But every other day, other than that, from today through Sunday, you go into City Tacos, and they're going to donate a portion of the proceeds of anything you buy. That's going to put that right towards Christmas Wish.
North Park, La Mesa, Sereno Valley, Encinitas, Pacific Beach, and, of course, Petco Park.
Yes.
Very good. I can't wait. And, of course, all this money is going to stay right here in San Diego, helping San Diego families. So, Jerry, we can't thank you.
It's City Tacos Week.
Yes.
Hey! On Christmas
Sí, vamos!
And then I think we're going to kind of try to cruise by tomorrow at your La Mesa location.
Fantastic.
So we're going to have folks out there tomorrow. So it's going to be Taco Tuesday tomorrow. So if you can have a taco, the only place to get one is it City Tacos. That's it.
Yes.
That's it. Every taco tomorrow. City Tacos, all that money going to Christmas Wish.
Have lunch with us at noon tomorrow in La Mesa.
La Mesa. Can you say the name of Christie's Taco again?
Magia La Veracruzana.
Magic 92.5.
Thank you so much for helping out here.
It's good to see you.
We really appreciate
Likewise.
It.
Again, listen, just go to City Tacos anytime this week, all the way through Sunday, and a portion of the proceeds will be going to Christmas Wish. We can't thank you for getting the tacos enough, and we can't thank Jerry and City Tacos enough. They are just the best. 7:42, let's check traffic. What's going on, Laura Kane?
You know what? I would do tacos.